From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Obama starts dismantling the U.S. embargo on Cuba, and Somalia's president names a new prime minister. I'm Michael Lippin. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a major shift in U.S. policy toward Cuba and has begun dismantling a decades-old embargo against the communist island nation. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
It is being called a new era in U.S.-Cuban relations, which have been frozen since communist Fidel Castro seized power on the island in 1959. On Wednesday, President Obama announced major changes.
First, I've instructed Secretary Kerry to immediately begin discussions with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations that have been severed since January of 1961.
Those changes will include talks on reopening the U.S. embassy in Havana after more than a half century. The U.S. also plans to ease restrictions on banking transactions, commerce, and travel by Americans to the island, which at one time was a major vacation destination. The president said his actions Wednesday followed a personal appeal from Pope Francis. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed has named a new prime minister amid international pressure to end chronic political infighting. The president appointed Omar Abdi Rashid Ali Sharmark to the post Wednesday in a ceremony at the presidential palace in Mogadishu. Mr. Sharmark, who must be approved by the Somali parliament, would be Mr. Mohamed's third prime minister in the past 2 years. His predecessor was voted out on December 6th after a dispute with the president about cabinet reorganization. Diplomats have warned that frequent disputes between Somalia's leaders could undermine the country's recovery from more than 20 years of lawlessness and conflict. You're listening to VOA News. A European court has ruled that the Palestinian militant group Hamas must be removed from an EU list of designated terrorist groups. The General Court of the European Union says the EU improperly included Hamas on the basis of information that it got from the media and the internet. The ruling is open for appeal. The EU court also stressed in a statement that the ruling was procedural and does not imply any substantive assessment of whether Hamas carries out actions that define a terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is bitterly rejecting the court action, saying Hamas is guilty of countless war crimes and terrorist acts.
It seems that too many in Europe, on whose soil 6 million Jews were slaughtered, have learned nothing. But we in Israel, we've learned. We'll continue to defend our people and our state against the forces of terror and tyranny and hypocrisy.
Hamas Deputy Chief Musa Abu Marzouk welcomed the EU decision, saying it's a correction of a historical mistake. He also described Hamas as a movement of resistance that has a natural right, according to international laws, to resist Israeli occupation. Pakistan's army chief has visited Kabul for talks with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on the security situation along the country's border, a day after Taliban militants killed 132 children at a Pakistani school. Mr. Ghani assured Pakistani General Rahil Sharif that militants will not be able to use Afghan soil to launch terrorist attacks against Pakistan, and any sign of this will be eliminated. General Sharif, who was accompanied by the head of Pakistan's intelligence agency, Rizwan Akhtar, met separately in Kabul with U.S. General John Campbell, who heads the NATO force in Afghanistan. Critical intelligence was shared during both meetings with regard to Tuesday's Taliban assault on a school in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Russian consumers have been flocking to stores to buy costly cars, appliances, and technology products as they try to beat expected rising prices due to the plunging value of the ruble. Crowds of shoppers filled into one IKEA furniture store in Moscow after the Swedish retailer announced that it would increase prices on Thursday. Some shops reported record sales, while others suspended operations, concerned about how far the ruble might fall. Technology giant Apple stopped online sales in Russia because of the turmoil. One Russian consumer said it was the perfect time now to buy because the ruble is quite cost-effective. The value of the ruble strengthened Wednesday against the U.S. dollar and the euro as Moscow sold dollars to try to prop up the currency. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.